Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
I focused in on something that Jen Hobby said earlier this morning that I'm curious if all of us and you guys listening have also. And Jeff's not in studio today because he was going to take the day off anyway. But he also said that last night, I think AC/DC was in town.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sold out. I mean, that's what I'm talking about right here, you know? It's probably a great show last night. And Jeff was thinking, you know what? I've got a day to burn. And AC/DC is going to be rocking out. So, So I'm going to go. I'm going to get my drink on. And I don't want to get up at 3:15 in the morning. Yeah. So I'm not going to go in. And while Jeff might love AC/DC, Jen Hobby has had such a bad experience. Not right. Directly with the band, but she can never listen to them the same way again.
Because my first love, my first boyfriend, this is like way back in high school, became what we call on the Bert Show is your antichrist, where you break up and you get back together and it's just this tumultuous thing, and they make you jealous and you love them and you hate them and the whole thing, right? Well, he was in love with this band, so he would listen to AC/DC all the time, and so I just have this bad connection with AC/DC. Even though the music is great and everybody in the world loves it, I will always connect it to that guy and the horrible ending of that relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's just branded as like, oh, like it makes my skin crawl.
So here's what I'm wondering. Have you guys been scarred so much? It doesn't have to necessarily be a band. It can be a hobby.
Sports team.
It could be a sports team. It could be a college that your ex was so into and forced down your throat so much, and the breakup was so bad that you absolutely can't enjoy whatever that thing is anymore.
Wow.
For Jen, it's AC/DC here.
Yep.
For you guys, it could be anything. 404-741-Q100.
Yeah, there's
could
really
be a movie.
It could be.
Could be
absolutely
anything.
Yeah, I probably just had one relationship in which I was, that I regret being a part of, to be honest with you. And she was a huge fan of the Kansas Jayhawks. So anytime Kansas does well or whatever, just bleh, hate that team.
<That's>
so a
awesome.
Sports team, yeah. Kansas. I'm glad they're not in this conference because it'll whatever. So
mine is really it's an entire country really.
Wow.
It is. Because I told you guys, I've mentioned Chandra before to you guys. She was my dating antichrist, and she was the girl that I dated for a year before I met Stacy. And it was an impossible relationship. Impossible. And she was just very fiery, and we argued all the time, and I hate her to this day. But she's from Guyana. And she's from a little town, or not a little town, a city in Guyana called Georgetown. So anytime I even hear the word Georgetown, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be the city in Guyana, it could be the university in Washington, D.C., my skin crawls, man. I hate Georgetown and I hate Guyana.
Mine's really simple. Mine's the movie The Ringer. We used to watch it all the time, me and my antichrist. So as funny as that movie is, as much as I'd love to, it's the one with Johnny Knoxville and they do the Special Olympics.
I don't think I saw
that. It's a really good movie, but I can't even watch it anymore, and I can't even laugh at the jokes because we watched it all the time. And it's just connected so badly, and I really want to watch it, and I can't.
Hey, Erin, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
My ex-boyfriend used to force the University of Miami on me so bad that we would drive to Atlanta to go see games, and now whenever they're on TV, I refuse to watch.
Yeah. And how long ago was this relationship?
We dated for 9 years.
And how long ago?
Probably we've been broken up for 3 years now.
Yeah, this is a stamp.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah. This is a connection stamp that will never ever go away. Like, anytime she hears University of Miami for the next 30 years, she will always hate them.
She can't even see orange and green together.
Yeah, it just brings back bad memories. It just is a symbol of just bad times. Ugh.
Ugh.
Hey, Diana, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hate import cars. Like, the whole Fast and the Furious thing, it drives me crazy. If I see one going down the road, I just cringe.
And how bad was the breakup with the ex?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was lies and a mess, and it's just awful. And I've been away from him for 4 years, and I've been married for a year, and I still cannot stand to see one of those.
Yeah, I really think that these stand the test of time, that it doesn't matter how long you're talking about, that you will always have this hatred.
Yeah.
Always. Good morning to Craig. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm a musician. I've been in bands since I was 16. I had a high school sweetheart, and we used to play Extreme all the time. My band played it. We listened to it. It was our song.
Yeah.
Anytime that comes on, it just kills me. And, we broke up when I was 17. I'm 34 now. I don't think a day has gone by where I haven't think about it. I'm still in love.
Oh.
Tried to find her a million times on MySpace and Facebook and all that stuff, and I can't never ever find her. So.
And how long ago was this relationship?
Gosh, I was 17 when we broke up, and I've been married twice and have a couple of kids. And every single day, even when my kids were born, I thought of her. You know?
Oh wow! That's
and you don't know
right
where
there.
She is or anything.
I know that the last time I heard, she was still in, Plantation, Davie, Fort Lauderdale, Florida area where I grew up, you know. But I hurt her pretty bad when I was, I was young and stupid. And, I chased her around and begged and everything for 6 months. She wouldn't have anything to do with me. And I ran off to the military and, I never came back.
Maybe there's a reason the relationships that he's tried to move on to haven't worked.
Because this one, Bert, is more than words.
Yeah.
And it's in my head.
Horrible.
Oh, this is it right here.
Oh,
this is their song. We got to find this girl. We got to find her.
These dudes had hair like Rapunzel. Do you remember that?
It's really, really long.
For some reason, she, we were like disgusting in love, you know?
Yeah.
But I like I said, I did something stupid and I hurt her.
Well, I mean, you're 17 years old, so.
I know, and that's, I've written her letters that I've never sent to her.
You got it bad.
Yes, and what was the name of your high school band? I'm just curious.
Hit and Run.
Hit and Run.
Yeah. We got that from a Def Leppard song,
Opening up for Extreme. No, anything but that. All right, Craig, let me put you on hold. We want to get your info, and we'll give you a call, and we'll try to track her down for you after the new year.
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on. I always got Extreme, and let me see if I can find this other song.
I've got another one to add to the whole ex-boyfriend thing.
Okay.
Ready for it?
Go for it.
It's this particular gym. Can I say the name of a gym?
Yeah, why not?
If I drive by an LA Fitness, I cringe and I can't look at it. Like, I hate driving by LA Fitnesses because that's all he did all the time was go to the gym, talk about the gym, this is about the gym, this about the gym, meeting this girl at the gym, seeing my friends at the gym, blah, 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 the gym, LA Fitness this, LA Fitness that, blah, 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 blah. So if I even see an LA Fitness, I want to throw up. I just want to vomit because I'm so tired of the gym.
I always used to get this man Extreme confused with this one.
Mr. Oh, yeah, Big. What's this one? Oh, Mr. Big. Maybe that's what I was thinking of, with the long hair.
He had like a schnoz like mine. He looked like a really hip Kenny G. He looked like a hip Kenny G.
I don't know this song.
Old school.
I was in like middle school, so you were in the womb.
Oh God, y'all shut up.
Good morning, Gina. You're on Q100. Hi.
Yeah, hi. My husband is the ex-husband Antichrist.
Okay.
And every time I hear Ozzy Osbourne talk, sing, or even look at him, I want to literally pull my eyelashes out.
Oh, damn. God. That would hurt. I'm so weird right now. Oh, my God.
I mean, this guy was psycho.
Let's add that to our list. Oh, dude.
Complete psycho. Awesome.
Where are your eyelashes?
We're going to add that to our list.
I did. I want to pull my eyelashes out. I'm serious.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.